Good afternoon. I would like to call the House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs in order. It is now 1:05 p.m. on Tuesday, March 1st. We are in room 120, the Gruenberg Room, here at the State Capitol in Juneau. Present is Representative Tarr, Representative Story, Representative Nelson, and myself, Representative Chris Tuck. Let the record reflect that we do have a quorum to conduct business. As a reminder, please mute your phones. And I want to thank Alex Beebe Judice with Juneau LIO for moderating today's meeting, and Lori Rowland with House Records for documenting today's meeting. Lori is going to be doing it from offline, so please speak into the microphone, and just a reminder, please state your name and affiliation when you speak. We only have one item on today's agenda. That's House Joint Resolution 35, sponsored by Representative Mike Kronk. And this resolution supports the completion of the Northern Rail Extension, which would connect Delta Junction and Fort Greeley to the Alaska Railroad System. Representative Kronk, if you want to go ahead and put yourself on the record and present the resolution and introduce your staff for us.
Chris, can we have a brief at ease?
Oh, brief at ease. I'd like to call the Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs back in order. We had a little bit of technical difficulty, and I'd like to also mention that we have Representative Rauscher join us. Representative Kronk, if you want to feel free to introduce yourself, introduce your staff, and please present the bill.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. Representative Mike Kronk, District 6, along with my staff Sue Stancliffe. We're here to present HJR 35. And so I'd like to read the sponsor statement for that. HJR 35, supporting the completion of the Northern Rail Extension, supporting the increase in defense capabilities at Fort Greeley, Alaska, and encouraging the development of critical artery infrastructure. Completing the Northern Rail Extension to Fort Greeley and Delta Junction would support military operations, mining, and agriculture in the interior of Alaska. There's a long history with the railroad dating back to 1914 when Congress authorized the construction of a railroad in Alaska. Finally, in 2013, almost 100 years later, the Northern Rail expansion was proposed by Alaska Railroad in conjunction with the Department of Defense. The four-phase plan was completed. Phase one, crossing the Tennessee River, was completed. The remaining three phases needed to be accomplished before we can realize completion of the Northern Rail expansion. With the continued expansion of the Fort Greely Missile Complex and expanding training ranges, agriculture in Delta Junction, and increased mining operations in the area, the railroad is more important than ever. This resolution supports the critical infrastructure development, national security, economic development, and natural resource development in the state of Alaska. The Northern Rail Extension Project would provide essential freight and passenger service to support transportation and mobility needs of the region. This is a project that is long overdue for Alaska, and I ask your support for this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And let the record reflect that Representative Klayman joined us about 9 after. Questions for the bill sponsor, Representative Story.
Yes, thank you. Through the chair, this is Rep. Story to the bill sponsor. I'm wondering if you can help me just see the picture of who the funder is and then how it would be maintained operational. And I realize there's several segments to do, but that would help me understand the project a little bit more.
All right, thanks, Rep. Story. I'm going to turn this over to Sue.
For the record, Sue Stancliffe, staff to Representative Kronk, Representative Story through the chair. Thank you for that question. I contacted the railroad, Tim Sullivan, recently, and I apologize for them not being online today. They're doubled up on two other committees at the time, so they're not available. But he did give me the information that the cost to complete 81 miles of the track was $850 million in 2013. The current estimates are somewhere between $1 billion and $1.4 billion. I have heard estimates as high as $1.6 billion the further it gets extended out. The environmental impact statement has been completed, but the right-of-way has not all been acquired. Funding for the first phase, the Tanana River crossing at Salcha, completed in 2014, came from the Department of Defense, $104 million, and the state of Alaska, $84 million. Future funding has not been identified to complete the project or even begin the next phase. The first phase being 13 miles of track. I hope that answers your question.
A follow-up?
Follow-up.
And just so I can understand, and since we have completed one part of the segment before, how is the maintaining of the funding to keep the railroad going, the extension?
Through the chair, Representative Story, maintaining the funding?
Oh, sorry. Maintaining the operations, through the chair.
Thank you. Once the railroad is complete, it gets turned, to the state of Alaska and the division or the railroad, Alaska Railroad Corporation.
Any further questions? We would hope that the transportation fees will cover the operation expenses. Any other questions for the bill sponsor or resolution sponsor? I'm going to go ahead and open it up for public testimony. Public testimony is open. Is there anyone in the room that would like to testify on this resolution? And I see a familiar name. I'm willing to testify online. Representative Tallarico, are you available?
Mr. Chair, I'm here.
All right. Please go ahead and state your name and affiliation for the record, and please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and honorable committee members. My name is Dave Tallarico. I live in Healy, Alaska. And I'm here today to just throw my support behind House Joint Resolution 35. And I know you guys are probably well aware of the details, but way back in 1914, the United States Congress passed an act that authorized the construction of the railroad. And quite honestly, in their all of the notes from way back when, and what they did is they funded a railroad to go from some open harbors in Alaska. Of course, that would be Seward, Whittier. We should include Anchorage and Point McKenzie as well at this point in time. We get rail out to there anyway someday. But those were to go up into the interior, and the development there was, the federal government was thinking it would be great transportation for military fuel, troops, arms, munitions, mail, just about anything else you could do with government. But they also included in that, and they realized this would be important, to get to a place where agriculture was available, which, of course, is Delta Junction, and mineral resources in Alaska. That was way back in 1914. And I always believed that the plan was to build the entire railroad all the way up to Fairbanks and down to Delta Junction. But that didn't come to fruition, as we know, and it, it goes all the way out to Eielson Air Force Base, and then it comes to a stop. As Representative Kronk already explained, the railroad got involved with Northern Expansion kind of in a partnership with the Department of Defense, and they had a four-phase plan. And phase one, which was really a huge part of the plan to cross the Tanana River, was funded and completed, and it's over there. So the rest of it needs to go on down, and it's, Ms. Stancliffe explained, there's some acquisition of right-of-way that needs to happen, but a fair portion of this right-of-way is already out there on military reserve land. So I think there's been a lot of talk recently about sustainability and how we want to self-sustain. And, you know, food security has always been an issue in Alaska and everything, and it's my opinion, Mr. Chairman, my humble opinion, that this could be a critical part of the infrastructure to have us start working towards that self-sustainment. And to pursue this and get the funding from the federal government, I think, is appropriate, because the Fort Greely Missile Complex is certainly no small tool in their tool chest for national security. And this would actually provide an opportunity for them to make sure that, first and foremost, that they had a second option, or maybe someday it would be the primary option, for a transportation corridor to Fort Greely. And they would have the opportunity to increase their operations. I also think that the rail head is going down to a very underexplored area in the state of Alaska as far as mineral development and potential for that, which really, quite honestly, means jobs for Alaska. But even beyond that, it probably means national security for us in the future. So I am very much in favor of this resolution, and I certainly hope you folks take it into consideration to move it on out of committee and get it on its way. I think we could find out in our future, Mr. Chairman, that this could be a critical part of the infrastructure that helps us move forward as we try and make ourselves more sustainable. And I really appreciate the time today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Tallarico. Appreciate it. Any questions for our testifier or comments? Representative Tarr.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to say it was nice to hear from you. I hope you're enjoying retirement, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Representative Tarr. I appreciate that. I am enjoying retirement, but I'm kind of scratching my head wondering why I'm calling in.
Food security. That's our thing.
I have a question. Representative Kronk, when we look at the Tetlin area, can you describe some of the mining operations that are going out there? And I'm not familiar with parallel the Tetlin is, but if you don't mind describing that a little bit further.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Tetlin, Choke is about 110 miles from Delta Junction. So the Tetlin mine that, is being proposed right now is about 12 miles from Choke, and it's off, another 20 miles off the side road. So that's where that development would be. And as you can see, just, if we were trucking ore, this would be a much simpler process if we had a rail extension to Delta. It'd be much shorter than trucking all the way to Fairbanks. With this mine that, they're looking at right now, it's opening up other opportunities for other entities to develop and search right now. Dagdoyan, I believe, has about 3 exploration projects on queue because of the Manh Choh mine right now. So the sooner that, we could hopefully progress with infrastructure, the more it's going to benefit the state. The projects are going to create a lot of very high-paying jobs. It's going to build, it's going to really reduce a lot of our social issues. We're going to have people working, and they're going to, be building their families out there and stuff. So creating this infrastructure is critical to Alaska, and that's the reason we brought this forward, is we cannot any longer sit back and not do these kind of things. We built a bridge across the Tanana, and it appears that this state always dumps a bunch of money into something, and then we stop, we pull back. And I believe this one, in the best interest of Alaska, this would be a well-worthy project. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Tarr.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was just trying to think, because I know there's the other project about connecting to Alberta to connect into the lower 48. And so this piece would be, you know, an otherwise needed piece for that project as well, I believe, because the idea is to then have one continuous, right, railroad route that could bring supplies, for example, all the way into South Central Alaska.
Through the chair, Representative Tarr, that's correct. This would be the continuation of it. Yep.
Yeah.
When we look at the border issues that we have, the trucking issues that we have, and I'll add one more to that, and that is trucking doubles in the north during the wintertime. This alleviates a lot of maintenance on the roads and everything else. It's easier to maintain rail than it is to maintain highways. And I know in Canada, in northern regions, they do not allow doubles to be going in the wintertime. And if we're going to be opening up mining opportunities like this, you're going to have to move a lot of goods back and forth. Construction goods going up north, supplies, and then, of course, the ore coming out. And this is timely as far as some of those developments out there. Any further questions or comments? Representative Story.
Thank you. Through the chair, this is Representative Story. And I'm not sure if this is a possibility. It's certainly not what is reflected in the resolution here, but I know when Senator Murkowski talked to our body a couple weeks ago now, or maybe it was only a week ago, time flies fast, she talked about how there are competitive grant monies, you know, in the bill, lots of infrastructure monies. And is there any possibility of the Alaska Railroad applying for some of the infrastructure monies to complete one of the segments or work on part of the segments? Just looking at it a little bit differently there.
Through the chair, Representative Story, I believe it is possible, but I don't know that for a fact without having someone from the railroad online to answer that, because they're a corporation separate from us. You know, so I don't know that for certain. I'd have to leave that up to Mr. Sullivan at the railroad to answer that. But we can certainly find out and get back with you.
Thank you.
Any further questions or comments? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and hold this resolution, and then we'll try to get to the Railroad Corporation here. I also want to set an amendment deadline, but real briefly, I'm going to take it at ease. And before I forget, I'm going to go ahead and close public testimony. Public testimony is closed. Please work with the resolution sponsor on any amendments that we have coming forth. I'd like to make a 4 o'clock deadline tomorrow. It's a pretty simple resolution. We should be able to look at any changes or any ideas we have. I have one, too. I'm going to share with you afterwards. Anybody else, please work with the bill sponsor. Okay, that is all that we have for today. Our next meeting of the Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs will be at 1 o'clock on Thursday, March 13th, which will take this resolution up one more time. And we also hold confirmation hearings for the appointments of Tyler Harder from Eagle River to the Military Appeals Commission. If there's no further business for this committee, we are adjourned at 1:24 p.m.